Shalom, everybody! Parshas Vayeshanan and almost all of Sefer Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's final speech before his death. And towards the beginning of Parshas Vayeshanan, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu commands Bnei Yisrael to listen to the mitzvos of the Torah so that Bnei Yisrael will be zoche to enter and to possess Eretz Yisrael. And then Moshe says in Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis, Lo sosifu ala davar asher anochi metzaveh eschem, velo sigru mimenu, etc. Moshe commands Bnei Yisrael not to add to the Torah and not to diminish from it. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Sifri and says that an example of adding to the Torah would be having five parts of the Torah in one's tefillin instead of four. Or having five species, five minim, with the lulav and esrog as opposed to four. Those are examples of adding to the Torah, and diminishing would be the opposite. Three parts in our tefillin, or three species, three minim, when we take lulav and esrog. That's Rashi, based on the Medrash. The question is, however, an almost identical warning, not to add and not to take away, is found in Parshas Re'eh, in Sefer Devarim Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph. There, Moshe Rabbeinu again says that we must listen to whatever Hashem tells us, and then he says, Lo so seifa lav, velo sigra mimenu, you may not add to whatever I tell you, and you may not take away from whatever I tell you. And Rashi on that Pasuk gives the same explanation, and the same examples that he gave in Parshas Vayeshanan. So why does the Torah seem to repeat itself? And not only that, but when the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1270, lists the mitzvos, he lists these two isurim, not adding to the Torah, not taking away from the Torah. He lists them in mitzvos, lo sa'aseh shin yud gimel and shin yud dalid. And which pasuk does he quote as proof that these are the mitzvos? The Rambam quotes the pasuk from Re'eh, and not the psukim from Parshas Vayeshanan. And the same is true with the Sefer HaChinuch. We don't know exactly who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, but we do know he was a student of the Ramban, which means he lived in the 13th century. The Sefer HaChinuch, in mitzvos Taf Nun Dalet and Taf Nun Hei, 454 and 455, also quotes these Isurim against adding or taking away from the Torah, and the Sefer HaChinuch also quotes the pasuk from Parshas Re'eh, and not the psukim from Parshas Vayeshanan. And the question is, why? Many mefarshim ask these questions. A beautiful explanation is given by Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, who died in 1827. This idea is found in two places. It's found in the Sefer Toras Kohen, written by a student of Rav Simcha Bunim, Rav Alexander Ziskin Kahana, who died in 1837. It's found there in Toras Kohen, towards the end of Chelek Aleph, in the Likutim section, beginning on page 256. And it's also found in the Sefer Midrash Simcha, which is a collection of Divrei Torah of Rav Simcha Bunim, published in 1975 by an organization called Musad Harim Levin in Yerushalayim. And this is in the Sefer Midrash Simcha on Parshas Vayeshanan. Says Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, the two places and the two sets of psukim that the Torah says you may not add to or distract from the Torah have two very different purposes and therefore not superfluous at all. In Parshas Re'eh, the psukim come as mitzvos. Hashem commands Bnei Yisrael not to add to and not to take away from the Torah. Those are mitzvos, mitzvos lo sa'aseh. And that is why the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch and others quote those psukim when they list their mitzvos. However, the psukim in Parshas Vayeshanan are not mitzvos. Rather, says Rav Simcha Bunim, they are promises and they are musar. When a person is not shalem in their yiras Hashem, when they're not whole, when they're not fully whole and comfortable, so to speak, in their yiras Hashem, they need to add all sorts of mitzvos, extra mitzvos, and boundaries and restrictions and humros on themselves. Those are Rav Simcha Bunim's words. And someone who is not clear and whole and focused on their yiras Hashem need to add all sorts of mitzvos in other directions, boundaries and mitzvos that Hashem never thought of, so to speak, and never intended. I will add parenthetically that, of course, we're not speaking of boundaries and fences that Chazal instituted in their great wisdom and their great foresight. We're not speaking of gzeros and takanos that Chazal instituted. Simcha Bunim is talking about boundaries and chumros that a person places on himself or herself all sorts of additions and subtractions that God never intended. Those kinds of changes to the Torah only come, says Rav Simcha Bunim, when someone is not shalem in their Yiras Hashem. Someone who is focused on their Yiras Hashem, whole and complete in the Yiras Hashem, doesn't need and doesn't want to change anything in the Torah, chas v'shalom. The Torah is perfect. The mitzvos are perfect. The only person who wants to change them, God forbid, is someone who doesn't think that they're perfect, who doesn't think the Torah and the mitzvos are enough to get them close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah in Parshas Veschanan says, absolutely not. The Torah is perfect as is. The mitzvos are perfect as is. No reason to add and no reason to take away. And Rav Simcha Bunim says that that's what the Torah says in Parshas Veschanan, two psukim later. Ve'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem ayom. Those who cling to Hashem are alive and thrive. They use the perfect Torah and the complete mitzvos to serve Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.